Outside the federal courthouse in Los Angeles, hundreds of angry demonstrators gathered to denounce the Supreme Court's abortion ruling.
It's going to take us backwards, and I think that it's barbaric. I think that it is arcane. I think it is archaic what is being allowed in this country under the premise of right-leaning, conservative, religious politics. I thought that the Republicans cared about the Constitution, but it seems that they're willing to move the goalposts to accommodate or expedite whatever they want.
Across the country, anti-abortion forces cheered, and Republican politicians crowed.
When I ran for governor, I promised Oklahomans that I would sign every piece of pro-life legislation that hit my desk. And I am thrilled to have kept that promise. I'm proud to be called America's most pro-life governor.
Several states made most abortions illegal within hours of the ruling. Legal abortion supporters and politicians were distraught.
My wife's in tears. My kids are incredibly distraught. My sister says, I thought the courts were there to protect our freedoms, not roll them back. When did the courts start rolling back our freedoms?
My choice!
California has some of the country's strongest laws protecting a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy. Private insurance plans and the state government healthcare system pay for abortions. Those laws, like others in mostly Democratic-leaning states, will not be affected. States, including California, will help women travel from states where the procedure is banned, says Governor Gavin Newsom.
If you're from another state and you come into the state of California, we're not going to be asking for your ID.
A new survey by the University of California indicates that soon as many as 16,000 women may be coming to California to terminate their pregnancies. That could put a severe strain on the state's system of more than 100 women's health care clinics.
The right-wing dominated Supreme Court may not be finished in its efforts to roll back previous rulings. One member of the court wrote that it should begin to reconsider laws allowing contraception, sex outside of wedlock, and same-sex marriage. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.